Lindsay, there's probably a sermon in that it was okay going up, but not coming down. Somewhere. There's got to be a sermon in that somewhere. Let me speak with you just a few moments about following the presence of the Lord. Something the Lord just was stirring in me this week. And I was going to read some scripture out of Exodus about Moses, but let me just kind of refresh your memory with it, and you can go back and read it a little bit later on. In chapter 3 of Exodus is where Moses saw the burning bush that wasn't being consumed. And you remember it says that he turned aside to see what was going on. And as he did, then the Lord spoke to him. And the Lord told him that he was going to be the deliverer of the Egyptians, of the Israelites from the Egyptian people. And he said this, "But I will be with you, and this shall be a sign for you that I have sent you when you have brought the people of Egypt, the people out of Egypt. You shall serve God on this mountain." And as you go through Exodus, then you go through Moses going back and plagues and then them leaving and crossing the Red Sea and a lot of stuff in there. But then when you get over to chapter 33 of Exodus, well, actually back in 32 is where Moses was up Mount Sinai, hearing the voice of the Lord, getting the tablets and all this kind of stuff, and he was kind of delayed, and the people got worried, and that's when they built the golden calf. Remember that in the story? And it kind of upset the Lord a little bit. In fact, it's pretty, when you really read part of 32 where it actually tells, they went out and just slaughtered a bunch of people. About 3,000 it says. But anyway, that's not my point. My point is that God finally said, he said, "Okay, I want you to leave this place." And God said, "I'm going to take you into the promise that I promised your forefathers. I'm going to take you into the land filled with milk and honey." But he says, "I will not go with you." And if you read on down, which is kind of really my point here this morning, is Moses finally got to this place, says, "Wait a minute. If you're not going to go with us, if your presence is not going to be with us, don't make us leave here. I don't want to go forward." Moses says this. He says, "If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. Is it not in your going with us so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth?" Moses knew that the thing that separated his people from the rest of the people of the world was the presence of the Lord. Guys, the thing that separates us from the rest of the world out there is the presence of the Lord. He's given that to us. I'm not going to go into all of the benefits of that this morning, because you know all the promises and the peace and everything that you know the Bible tells us about. But without that presence in our life, we're just living a day-to-day existence, basically. But in the New Testament, we get into the time that Jesus came to earth and that Jesus died for us. See, God sent Jesus into the world. He made a way for the presence of God to not just show up on the mountain, because if you remember, they were camped around the mountains, and the smoke and the fire and all was up on the mountain. God was on the mountain. Okay? But when Jesus came, guess what? He made us the mountain. He made us the place that the presence of God dwells. He says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And as we go through life, it's so important that we know that and we rely on God's presence and what he's doing. Ephesians 2:11 says this. So don't forget that you were not born as Jews and were uncircumcised. He's talking to the Gentiles. You had none of the Jewish covenants and laws. You were foreigners to Israel's incredible inheritance. Yet look at you now. Everything is new. Although you were once distant and far away from God, now you have been brought delightfully close to Him through the sacred blood of Jesus. You have actually been united to Christ. That's what Jesus did for us. Jesus opened the way for the presence of God to be evident in our lives and everything we do, for the Holy Spirit to come live in us. And it's important that we do that, because that is what separates. See, God's presence is with us. There's times that we feel it maybe stronger than others. There's times that, like Josh this morning. Josh was feeling it up here. We're in a goodness song, man. You could tell. Okay? There's times that we feel God's presence so strong, almost a tangible thing. But then there's times that we go through life that we may begin to wonder, where's God's presence? His presence doesn't change. You know what changes there? Our emotion. What we see and what we feel and what we're looking at changes the way we feel about things, but it doesn't change God's presence. God's presence is with us. It's with you when you wake up. God's there to love you and prepare you for the day. When you go about your day, God's there, desiring to empower you in the things that you're facing. Some of us sometimes forget about that God's there to empower us, and we try to do it in our own strength. And usually after a few tries, sometimes we come to the light and decide, okay, God, I can't figure this out. Can you show me how to do it? Even when you lie down at night, God's presence is there to give you rest. And I know that time to time you talk to people and say, man, I just can't sleep. You know, I'm not getting good rest and those kind of things. But God's presence is there. And usually, well, I know this happens with me. I don't have trouble falling asleep. You can ask Cindy. My head hits the pillow and I'm gone. But then if I wake up in the middle of the night and all of a sudden this old brain starts getting in gear and I start thinking about, oh, what I got to do this day, what's in front of me, that kind of thing, and you can't go back to sleep for anything. God's presence didn't leave. Donnie's mind got in the way of sensing God's presence. So what can you do in those times that you don't sense His presence? What can you do? How can you change your focus? How can you move into to realizing and knowing that His presence is there with you? Even in the middle of the plane bumping up and down. And man, I saw a video the other day of this plane. It was on the Weather Channel, my favorite channel, by the way. That they showed this airplane, and I mean, it did this number with the turbulence. I mean, it blew me away. I couldn't imagine what it'd be like on that. But in the middle of that plane doing that, or in the middle of whatever you might be going on, God's presence is there. But you may not sense it, and you may not know it. The first thing is, encountering God's presence starts with having faith in what His word says. See, if you don't believe what His word says, then, well, sorry, but you're a lost cause. Not really, because nobody's a lost cause in God's eyes, all right? But knowing what God's word says about us, who we are, who he's called us to be, believing, number one, that I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit, I can look in the mirror and kind of go, you know? But that's what God says. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's in us. We got to believe that. And we got to know that that's what his word says. And we got to remind ourselves of that. That we carry his presence with us as we go. Second thing that you need to do is meditate on the truth of that word. Okay? And you hear people talk about that all the time, about meditating and this kind of thing and whatever. But here's what I feel like the Lord was just showing me, that when I meditate on his word, all of a sudden my mind is on his word and what he's saying instead of my thoughts and what I got to do or what I should be doing or what I should have done and those kind of things. That's part of the renewing of the mind process. And sometimes you almost physically have to sit down and say, I am not going to go there. This is what God says. This is where I'm going to keep my focus and not let all that other stuff derail me and sidetrack me. Love what Isaiah 43 says. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And when you pass through the waters, there will be waters. Let me just tell you. I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, there are going to be currents. They will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you know, yes, there'll be fire. You will not be burned. The flames will not set on you ablaze, for I am the Lord your Savior. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. We almost need to get up every morning and read that the first thing. You know, that would set our mindset on, okay, I don't care what's out that door out there. This is what God says right here. That's Isaiah 43, if I didn't make a typo. The next thing you got to do is you got to make space in your heart. You say, what do you mean by that? It's part of that believing. It's part of knowing and understanding and believing that you are who God says you are. You are his child. And his presence is with you. There's nothing. Let me just ask you, parents. Had you rather get a letter from a kid that you had, might be off at camp or whatever, or had you rather talk to them? There's something about hearing that voice, you know. I'm going to say this, and don't get me wrong, because I love the Word of God. But reading the Word of God and me being in my time and me hearing God's Word, wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Okay? Daddy wants to converse with you. He'll do it through reading your Word. Hear me, I am not putting this down at all. I'm saying God's presence. God wants to commune with you. He wants to be with you. He wants to, just like if me and Tom were sitting here talking about something. That's what God wants. God wants us to be like this relationship. So you got to make space in your heart for that. If you don't sense his presence, ask him for it. Okay? You're in the middle of it, and you all of a sudden, I know y'all have probably never done this, but there's been times that I've gotten things that says, God, where are you? Well, he's right there. But your busyness or whatever might be overshadowing his. And if you can just stop and say, God, show me yourself. I know you're here. I need to know. I just need that confirmation. And it's just like you telling a kid in a scary spot, I'm with you, son. I'm right here with you. It's okay. Everything's going to be all right. He will manifest himself. He will, because he's a good daddy. Sometimes the thing that comes in that is maybe you've done something that you didn't feel like was exactly right or whatever, and, you know, that kind of thing. And we let that then stand in the way. But his presence is still there. As you walk through life, you learn to conquer certain things, certain sins in your life and that kind of thing. But that, let me just say, if you let it, it will stand in the way of you sensing God's presence. But if you give it to him and repent of it, bam, his presence is there. It's right there with you. See, he wants to reveal himself to us in everything that you do, at work, at home, when you're cooking, when you're shopping, whatever. He wants to reveal. He wants you to sense. He wants you to know his presence is with you, not just when you're holy. Okay? Not just when Josh is up here rocking out, okay? You got to admit, it sometimes it's easier to sense his presence when you're in that place, when you're in the middle of a worship time or those kind of things. But he wants you to sense him in the day-to-day life and just the things that you face day-to-day. Because it don't matter what you've done. You can't hide from it. Psalms 39:7-10 says this: Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I run and hide from your face? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the realm of the dead, you're there too. If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you're there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you're there waiting. Wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. It's impossible to disappear from you or to ask the darkness to hide me. God, isn't that a good line right there? You know, most all of us have done things that we are not proud of and that we would like to have hid from. But God's presence is with you. You can't do that. And he don't want you to. So if I ask darkness to hide me, for your presence is everywhere bringing light into my night. This is the Passion Translation. Don't you like that? Bringing light into your night. There's no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as the day. There's no difference between the two. You can try to run from his presence, but you can't. Because everywhere he's there. You carry it with you. God's presence is our source and our courage and our strength. And we need to be reminded, just like Moses said, hey, I ain't going unless you go with me. I ain't going unless you go with me. But he wants to go with you. He loves you. And he has offered his presence to us as a help in everything that we face. I heard somebody say this. Future without his presence, you will have to sustain. But future with his presence, he will sustain. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, or the rest of this year as far as that goes. But we believe in God's going to take us to new places with him. And as we go with his presence, we don't have to make it happen. But if we go on our own trying to find it, then you know what? You can wear yourself out. All we got to do is realize that his presence is with us and we carry it and invite it into every situation that we go into. So let's make this year about his presence. What do you want, God? Are you with me? Where are you leading? What are you doing? What are you saying? How do I do this? How do I get out of this? Because we have a tendency to get ourselves in messes, don't we? But God knows how to get us out. Stan, let me pray with you this morning. Father, we're so thankful for your presence. And Lord, that just goes really back to your love for us. You love us so much that you made the way for us to carry that presence with us, Lord. And Lord, even as Moses said that the presence is what sets us apart from the world, God, let us go carrying your presence. That it would be so evident in our life that people would be even drawn to us to say, what is it about you? Why are you so different? Why are you so happy? Lord, we love your presence. We love those times that it's so strong and so tangible we can touch it. But Lord, let us also love those times that we might even kind of wonder, okay, where are you? But your word assures us that you are with us. You never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, help us walk in your presence every day, every minute of every hour. And we're grateful to you. In Jesus' name, amen.